Edward Rushton was the radical, campaigning, blind poet of Liverpool. His life spanned the 18th and 19th centuries at the time of the slave trade, of revolution, and of social upheaval. Forgotten Hero, written by Bill Hunter and narrated by George Sefton, is his story.
Chapter 13. Rushton's Times. Conditions in the Navy. In June 1894, Press Ganged was published. This was a little book of letters by an 18th-century sailor, George Price, to his brother in Southwark. In these letters, he tells of his experiences after being press-ganged into the Navy. He was kidnapped from the Walmer Castle, an East Indiaman due to sail from Deptford, and served as an ordinary seaman in Her Majesty's sloop Speedy from 1803 to 1805. George was a ship's butcher. Large Indiamen carried poulterers to look after hens and their eggs, as well as butchers. They also served in all parts of the ship when ordered. The East India Company was a power among the ruling circles of the time. It had 130 MPs in Parliament to protect its interests, and its ships had passes exempting their crews from being impressed. Further, it was also forbidden to impress from outward-bound merchantmen. However, the Admiralty turned a blind eye, and George was kidnapped. George Price gave his name as George Green when he was pressed into the Royal Navy, and added a false address. He appears that he did this the better to escape when he found a chance. It was 1805 before he deserted. A letter from an Irish seaman dated the 28th of August told George's brother that he had great pleasure to inform him that George had eloped from the ship. George Price had seized his chance. The captains of naval vessels were responsible for finding the majority of their crew. Speedy had an authorized complement of 100 men. Only a quarter of the crew were long-term professionals, so the captain had to find almost three-quarters of the crew. It was increasingly difficult to get volunteers, and the Navy relied on the impress service. Men who used the sea could be impressed to serve by holders of a royal warrant. Any captain and his lieutenants could hold these, or officers specially appointed to visit merchantmen and impress men. The holders of the warrants assembled bullies and thugs. In his poem Will Clueline, Rushton describes them as fierce hirelings. The press gangs would pick men up off the street, in their houses, as they did Will Clueline, or in public houses used by seamen. They went into terrible conditions in the Navy. Taking the whole of the Great Wars from 1792 to 1815, there were 103,660 casualties in the Navy's ships. According to the book Press Ganged, the enemy accounted for only 6% of these. Captured English seamen in the French wars were referred to by French sailors as tigers, not because they were ferocious, but because their backs were marked with the results of floggings. Samuel Kelly described the punishment flogging through the fleet, which meant men being flogged before each ship's crew. He saw it carried out when his ship lay in harbour in Jamaica.
There was lying at Port Royal, under the command of Admiral Sir Peter Parker, 8 2-deckers and several frigates and sloops of war. I saw 2 seamen flogged through this fleet for desertion, a most cruel punishment, especially as the desertion is sometimes occasioned by severe and cruel treatment. These men were fixed to a kind of gallows in a boat, and exposed to the tropical sun whilst going through their punishment, and I was informed one of the men expired on the same day.
Cole and Postgate say,
"There was widespread corruption in the supply of food to the Navy. Pursers, who handled the food rations and victualling contractors, were notorious for their cheating and the fortunes they made. Aboard ship, the sailors were fed rotten meat, wormy biscuits, rancid cheese and sour beer. Conditions on the lower deck were wretched. There were constant floggings, infrequent leave. The pay of the seamen had remained the same as in the days of Charles II, 19 shillings a month. It was in arrears, sometimes even for years. The food was even on paper insufficient, but was shorn of 1/8 of its nominal quantity by the universal and almost recognised peculation. Port leave was withheld, a very real grievance. The discipline was brutal and administered without restraint by commanders who were often of a violent temper.
These were the reasons why it was impossible to man the fleet by volunteers. The Admiralty had no programme of training seamen and sought to achieve its quota of trained men through impressing seafarers.